the debate that's been taking place has been lopsided debate. There's no real examination of what's proposed in the Royal Charter. No, none of these journalists who are complaining about it have actually read the Royal Charter. I tell you why you don't know they haven't read it, because they don't do any analysis of what they don't like about it. They've not actually said what they don't like about it. They just said, we don't like any of it. They don't actually get into the nitty-gritty of it, because it doesn't serve them to. The Royal Charter actually defends public interest journalism, actually protects journalists from crippling damages that could fold a, if you forgive the pun, a local newspaper, and it wouldn't be able to exist anymore. So in actual fact, if they looked at the Royal Charter, they'd see that it's actually in their own interests to join, because it both protects public interest journalism and protects the abuse of powerless, disenfranchised victims of the press.